Chapter 4. Freedom. Many years passed, and Sir's hair became grey and his face old and wrinkled. Andrew, however, looked better than he had when he first joined the family 30 years earlier. Madam had joined an art colony somewhere in Europe, and Miss had become a poet and now lived in New York. Little Miss was married and lived nearby. She said she didn't want to leave Andrew. When her son George was born, she let Andrew hold the bottle and feed him. Andrew called the baby Little Sir. But there was something very important that Andrew wanted. Now that Sir had a grandson to occupy his time, Andrew decided that this was a good time to come to him with his request. "Sir, you have been very kind to me," Andrew said. "You have allowed me to spend my money as I wished."
"It was your money, Andrew," replied Sir.
"The money is mine only because you allowed me to have it," said Andrew. "There is no law that says the money belongs to me."
"The law isn't always right," said Sir.
"I have got nearly $600,000, said Andrew, "and I want to give it to you, sir. But I want something in return. I want to buy my freedom."
"That's ridiculous," said Sir, his face becoming red. "A robot can't buy his freedom. I won't take the money, and I don't want to hear about the subject again."
He stood up and left the room. It wasn't easy, but Little Miss eventually changed Sir's mind. She spoke to him in front of Andrew. The family had always spoken in front of Andrew, even when it was about Andrew.
"Why are you so angry, Dad?" Little Miss asked. "Andrew will still be here. He'll still be loyal. It's built into his brain circuits. All he wants is to be called free. Is that so terrible? Hasn't he earned it? Andrew and I have been talking about his freedom for years."
"You've been talking about it for years, have you?" said Sir, surprised.
"Yes, over and over again," said Little Miss. "He hasn't asked you before because he didn't want to hurt you. I insisted that he ask you."
"Andrew doesn't know what freedom is," said Sir. "He's a robot."
"Dad, you don't know him like I do," answered Little Miss. "He's read every book in the library. I don't know what he feels inside, but then I don't know what you feel inside," answered Little Miss.
"The law won't allow it," Sir said angrily. He turned to Andrew. "I can't make you free, Andrew. I have to ask the government to make it legal, and they won't allow it. They'll take away your money, too. They'll tell you that a robot has no right to earn money. Do you want to risk losing your money, Andrew?"
"I would pay anything for freedom, sir," said Andrew. "Even the possibility of freedom is worth the money."
Eventually, Sir agreed. But Andrew had a bigger problem. The court had to agree too. And they might decide that freedom had no price, and that Andrew could not buy his freedom for any amount of money.